Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Vorliegen is to be on hand or to be there or to exist. So it's a bit tricky to translate vorliegen. I will use here for the examples we will go through to be there. So how would you say it is there or there is? Es liegt vor. So we say in German, es liegt vor. It is there or there is. So there is can be translated to es liegt vor. We would use in German es, it. So it's like saying it, it is, or it exists. Es liegt vor. And you see, it's a separable verb, vorliegen. Vor is a prefix that is separated and kicked to the end. So es liegt vor. There is. How would you say there is a problem? Es liegt ein Problem vor. You see, vor is kicked to the end, the prefix. Whenever you have two parts or two verbs in German, the second one is kicked to the very end. Es liegt ein Problem vor. There is a problem. How would you say there is no problem? Es liegt kein Problem vor. So here to negate, we can use kein, the counterpart of ein. Ein Problem, a problem. Kein Problem, no problem. Es liegt kein Problem vor. There is no problem. How would you say, which problem is there? Welches Problem liegt vor? So, I've used here which. Actually, in English you might say, what kind of problem is there? What kind? But we don't have this expression in German. We say which. So, welches, which problem? Welches Problem? Notice, welches, we end with an S. Why? Because it's das Problem. We carry on the same S. Welches Problem liegt vor? Which problem is there? How would you say there is a mistake? Es liegt ein Irrtum vor. So one way to say mistake in German is Irrtum. Der Irrtum. Ir with double R. Der Irrtum, the error or the mistake. Error has also two R's in English. Es liegt ein Irrtum vor. There is a mistake. How would you say there's no mistake? Es liegt kein Irrtum vor. How would you say what kind of or which mistake is there? Welcher Irrtum liegt vor? Notice here also, welcher Irrtum, so which mistake we say in German, or which error. Welcher, welcher with ER at the end. Why? Because it's der Irrtum, so we carry on the same ER. Welcher Irrtum. And notice, for the pronunciation, the ER at the end in German sounds like A. So we say, welcher Irrtum. Welcher Irrtum. Which error. Welcher Irrtum liegt vor? Actually, what kind of mistake is there? How would you say, there is a mistake in the file? Es liegt ein Irrtum in der Datei vor. Remember, vor is kicked to the end, the prefix, as we said before. Es liegt ein Irrtum in der Datei, in the file. In der Datei. In triggers here dative. In is actually a two-way preposition, can trigger dative or accusative. Now it's about a place. The question is where in the file. So it triggers dative. Actually, it's die Datei, the file in German, feminine. But the dative female article is der. So we say in der Datei, in the file. Es liegt ein Irrtum in der Datei vor. How would you say there is a problem in the file? Es liegt ein Problem in der Datei vor. How would you say there is a mistake in the documents? Es liegt ein Irrtum in den Unterlagen vor. So, die Unterlagen is one word to say documents in German. Die Unterlagen. Actually, die, but as we said before, in triggers dative, and the dative plural article is den. So we say in den Unterlagen. Es liegt ein Irrtum in den Unterlagen vor. There is a mistake in the documents. How would you say there is a problem in the documents? Es liegt ein Problem in den Unterlagen vor. How would you say there is a mistake in the order? Es liegt ein Irrtum in der Bestellung vor. So, die Bestellung is the order. As we said before, in the dative, it's der Bestellung, because the female dative article is der. So we say in der Bestellung, in the order. Es liegt ein Irrtum in der Bestellung vor. There is a mistake in the order. How would you say there is a mistake in the payment? Es liegt ein Irrtum in der Bezahlung vor. Die Bezahlung is the payment. Es liegt ein Irrtum in der Bezahlung vor. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb begrüßen, to welcome. Begrüßen, to welcome. Like when you welcome someone. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.